Welcome to the fifth episode of the Life of Sven podcast. I'm excited that you tuned in, and I know it's been a while since the last episode came out, but I'm even more so excited to be sharing with you today, and I'm sure we're gonna have a good time. So get ready, listen up, and of course, as always, feel free to be sharing this episode with other people, and tune in the future again. So here we go. Forgiveness is no easy topic to be talking about, but I realized that it is something that both you and I and anyone listening know. It's something that we're confronted with within our lifetimes, and both forgiveness and unforgiveness are present in our lives. And today, I would just like to take a few minutes to be talking about this, because I feel like often forgiveness, when we talk about forgiveness, it's something that's so daunting and seems to be so big. But I really think there is some essential truth in it that will really help us to be free and to live our lives with full potential and, yeah, simply fullness. And I want to start us off with a statement that I've heard a while back, and it has often challenged me in my own life. And it goes like this. Unforgiveness is the poison that you drink while you wait for the other person to die. Now, let that sink in for a second. Unforgiveness is the poison that you drink while you wait for the other person to die. Now, you need to understand that I have a background in social work. I worked with troubled teens. I worked in group homes. And I did for 1.5 years specialize in working with traumatized and sexually abused girls. I also started a work in Nigeria where I'm working with victims of the Boko Haram attacks, which are Muslim terrorist groups that often rape the women and kill families and wipe out whole villages. And I had the privilege of working with some of the victims. So I understand a little bit of the heaviness that is attached to the topic of forgiveness. But I just want to give a few basic ideas that I think relate to this topic. And one of them is that we often think that forgiveness is equal to forgetting whatever incident happened. And I think that's not true. For example, I think it's pretty foolish to say that someone who has experienced sexual abuse or any other traumatic experience, like witnessing a murder or a car accident or something like those experiences that really leave scars, I think it's pretty foolish to say, well, you simply have to move on and forget that. I don't even know if that's possible. I think forgiveness is a choice of letting go and letting an incident not rule your life. Other people say that with forgiveness also comes the restoring of trust. I don't think that this is necessarily true either. If someone has done me great harm, I may never trust that person again. And I think rightfully so. Trust needs to be earned. And trust needs to grow in a safe space. And if I've been violated in such a way that I'm incapable of trusting the other person, I think that is a valid point. But what I do want to say is that forgiveness is a powerful tool that we can practice to be free ourselves. Now, if we go back to the statement from earlier that unforgiveness is the poison that you drink while you wait for the other person to die. Now, let's put that into some practical terms. Someone has done something to me that hurt me or that violated me, and we both move on with our lives. They might have a happy life and never, ever think about me again. They don't remember what they've done to me or what they've said to me, and they live a happy life. I, however, keep thinking about the same thing again and again, and I'm kind of held within a little prison in my mind because of a certain incident. Now, what forgiveness does, and I think that's why it's so important that we forgive people. And again, hear me, I don't talk about forgetting what happened or denying what happened, but I'm saying about I let this situation go and I don't allow it to rule my life anymore. I forgive this person for what they've done and I let it go. I know for some of you listening, this is a hard pill to swallow, but I'm convinced that there is power in forgiveness. I think when we choose to forgive, when we choose to take away any power that the other person might still have over our lives, and we relinquish it, we release it, then that's our first step to freedom. So I think in choosing to forgive someone else, we are taking one step closer to freedom. What many people forget is that there's also a level of forgiveness towards ourselves. Many times in life, we make decisions or we end up in situations that we beat ourselves up over and over again about because we regret what we've done or we regret what we've said. And while it's important to evaluate situations and to learn from our mistakes, I think it's equally important to forgive ourselves. I think we cannot forget to be honest to ourselves and acknowledge that we need to forgive ourselves, because that, I think, is yet another step to be truly free. And as someone who follows Jesus, I also believe that there is another level of forgiveness, and that is to receive God's forgiveness. Now, I don't want to start a theological debate, but I believe that God is a loving and kind God, and we have the freedom to come to Him and to ask for His forgiveness. I believe that often we carry things around that we wouldn't entrust to anyone else, but God is someone who listens and who cares deeply. And so I get to share with God and I get to receive His forgiveness for things that I've done, that I've said, and it sets me free. And so maybe in closure, I think that there's three levels to forgiveness. I can ask God for forgiveness for things from my own life. I can forgive others for things that they've done to me. And I certainly can forgive myself for things that, that I regret or things that I just don't think went right. Because those things will really lead us into freedom and lead us into a greater quality of life. And if you find yourself in a situation where you've done something wrong to someone else, then I also think it's very important that we are humble and move in humility, approach the other person and ask for their forgiveness. Because what we expect to receive, I think, is equally important to give to others. So forgiveness is a big topic, and I'm very aware that these few minutes of talking about it won't solve the very complex issue of forgiveness and unforgiveness. I know that there's very hard and difficult situations where talking about forgiveness seems too easy. But I want to leave you with this one experience that I had while I ministered in Nigeria. And I was speaking in a class of people where the majority had experienced the direct effects of the Muslim terrorist attacks through Boko Haram, where people have lost their families, where they had to watch while their family members were tortured and killed. And one of the conversations that I had with one of the girls, well, young woman, I should say, was she was sharing her story with me, and she had to watch, her whole family was gathered, and she had to watch while her father was killed in a very horrific way. And I had just shared about forgiveness, and she asked me the question, how could I ever forgive these people? And we talked about it, and I said, I know it's a very hard thing to do, and I know that it's very difficult, but I would encourage you to simply speak the words and let yourself be free. And so in tears and on our knees, we were praying together, and she said, I choose to forgive those people. And in that moment, this young woman had received a new level of freedom that went very deep within her soul. And we had many follow-up conversations, and of course, she didn't forget the horrific things that she had to witness with her own eyes. But she chose that what the people had done to her family, she would not allow this to rule her life. But she chose to forgive and choose to recover and, you know, get counseling and move forward in a healthy way. But releasing this and in forgiveness was the first step for herself to find true freedom. So I know and I understand that sometimes there's difficult situations, and if you have any questions, feel free to message me. I'd be happy to explain more or to go deeper. But just for time's sake, I'd like to keep it short and simply spark ideas, spark thoughts, and stir conversations within your friends. And yeah, I think this is a good thing to talk about. Forgiveness is something that we urgently need in our own lives, but in our society as well. And I just want to leave you with that thought to ponder upon again, that unforgiveness is the poison that you drink while you wait for the other person to die. Thank you again for listening to the fifth episode of the Life of Sven podcast. Thank you that you took the time to listen in. And as I said in the beginning, please feel free to share this episode with other people, with your friends. And again, I just want to encourage you to have those conversations, talk about the things we talk about in this episode. And I hope that you'll be tuning in again in the future for the next episode. I can't wait, and I'm super excited for whatever else is in store for us. Have a good day, and hope to have you as a listener again in the future.